earlier this month, VPR and Vermont PBS did something we've done a few times over the past couple years, conducted a poll. It asked Vermonters questions about the pandemic, politics, and other issues, and we're going to have the results in two parts. This week, it's all COVID, and in early February, we'll have some of the other results. And here to give a general overview of how this poll was conducted and what it found is none other than the managing editor of our newsroom himself, Mark Davis. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so we are not that far into January, just about 2 weeks, but it's already been a pretty rough month as far as the pandemic is concerned. We've had record COVID case counts day after day, high hospitalization numbers, a lot of stress about schools, and all that's come with criticism for Governor Phil Scott and his administration's handling of the pandemic. And given that, how did poll respondents say they felt about the governor?
This could surprise some people. Despite all that, Governor Scott is still very popular in this state. He has a 60% approval rating, which is quite strong. And then we asked more specifically about his handling of the pandemic. 68% of people approve of the way the governor is handling the pandemic, and only 22% disapprove. Now, those numbers are down a little bit from polling we did in the early days of the pandemic when his numbers were, frankly, stratospheric. But still, those are very strong numbers. They indicate a real deep well of support for the governor. Frankly, elected officials have claimed mandates with numbers that are far weaker than what the governor shows this month.
And this poll provides some of the first concrete data that we've had in a long and fraught debate over whether or not Vermonters would respond well to a mask mandate. Governor Scott has resisted calls for months now to institute a mask mandate. He cites concerns about polarization. And so now we can finally ask, what do the people think of mask mandates?
Yeah, so despite what I just said about how popular the governor is, Vermonters want to see a mask mandate. It was 58% in favor to 36% against in this poll. We also asked another sort of related question. The governor, if you've been paying attention, as I know we all have, has said that one of the reasons he does not want to implement a mask mandate is that he doesn't want to declare a state of emergency, which is the legal mechanism that would allow him to do the mandate. The poll found that people would be quite comfortable with the state of emergency. Only 26% said that they thought that would be an abuse of power. 56% called it a reasonable response. So people are certainly behind the governor, but they're willing to take more steps than he is to address the pandemic.
And sticking on the subject of mandates, the poll also asked about vaccine mandates, both in schools and in places like restaurants and entertainment venues. How did respondents feel about mandated COVID vaccines?
So we asked about vaccinations for school children at some point down the line. 60% of people said they would be in favor of public schools eventually requiring COVID vaccinations, with only 35% opposed. So a pretty strong mandate there for the schools to get to a point where they have a mandate. And then we asked more generally about just a vaccine mandate for indoor public spaces. The results were dead even, 47 in favor of that, 47 opposed to it. In general, we see that women are more supportive of vaccine mandates than men. But again, you know, we've had this long debate about masks. The poll indicates that people are quite willing to talk about vaccines at this point.
And was there anything else in this first batch of questions that jumped out at you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, this batch was heavily focused on COVID, but we did ask about the president's approval rating. That's just sort of a go-to poll question. I threw it in there almost in an obligatory sense. The result is actually quite interesting, and if you're the president, it's quite alarming. Keep in mind, Joe Biden won Vermont with 66% of the vote. Vermont was his single strongest state in the general election. That number is down. He's got a 45% job approval rating in Vermont, only with 43% disapproving. Now, we're a long way from a presidential election, but I think it's fair to say that's a sign, certainly as we look to the congressional midterms in November, that National Democrats could be in some trouble here. People are going to look at that and say the president's only at 45 in deep blue Vermont. What else is going on in the rest of the country?
And we mentioned that this is just the first part of what we're getting out of this poll. Can you give some more detail on what we might hear about in February?
Yeah, there's a part two coming out in February. We wanted to rush these answers out right now. This poll was in the field in the last week and a half, and we thought it urgent, given everything that's going on with COVID, to just get these numbers out. We have a whole second set of questions looking at the economy, the dairy industry, race, law enforcement, broadband. We'll be releasing those with a lot of reporting behind them sometime in early February.
Well, Mark Davis is the managing editor of news at VPR. Mark, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.